that you don't know what it is.
believe you. You're a liar.
This is Dakota signing on for Mama's Girls on this here 8 p.m. on this Monday, as we are every week. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Just checking in, I'm the only one today. We're gonna take you back to a playlist I have called Britney's 2000 Hits, plus some new Catronata songs that have been stuck in my head today. So it'll be an interesting ride for sure. Definitely stay tuned. I jammed to a lot of these songs, especially the one coming up next, while I was delightfully visiting with a friend on Saturday night, just chilling, blasting this song in our room like we were 12 years old, and I was decided to cut my hair. So I cut some of my hair in the front. It looks the same as it always does. For those who know me, I never do anything crazy with my hair, but it was so liberating. I felt like Britney in 2001 when this song was first released. So all right, I'll be signing off for now and putting on the music.
I suppose to know that something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe, still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you.
Had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truths I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. cause I can make it on my own.
Hello and welcome back. It's me, Dakota, on air for Mama's Girls again. I'm gonna have a quick little PSA for you. This one goes out to my best friend from high school. One of my best friends from high school came and visited me this weekend. She was living in Connecticut this summer, and she goes to Brown and recently became vegan. I've been vegetarian for about 10 or 11 years now, and so I was super excited she was vegan so that we could go to my favorite vegan and vegetarian restaurants in Boston this weekend. So we had a delicious meal at the Thai Vegan Cafe in Chinatown. I highly recommend to all of our listeners. Let me check how many we have right now. Oh wow, a record low of 5 for Mama's Girls this week. But shout out to the 5 listening. Keep it going. This PSA is brought to you by the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. This is order your free vegetarian starter pack at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO. So I'm very pleased that we have animal-loving friends here at WMFO. Yesterday, was on a run and saw an injured rabbit on the street, and it had a broken leg. It looked like it had been run over. And so I tried to call Tufts Wildlife Clinic to come and pick it up. But they seemed to be closed. Animal control was closed. So I called the University of Police, and they transferred me to the Somerville Police. And they took so long to come get me. They said it would take 1 minute, and it took 25 minutes. And I was like, okay, they told me I should stay here and wait with the rabbit. And while I was waiting, the rabbit passed away, and I watched the life leave this poor rabbit's eyes. And it was quite traumatic, I have to say, really watching the cycle of life like that. I also think it had a younger rabbit it was taking care of, probably its baby from earlier in the spring. And it was, just hopped away. It was too scared. And so I was very upset that the police didn't come faster to come help this poor rabbit, because it probably could have been saved if they had come earlier, but, or at least put out of its misery so it didn't have to suffer for so long. I felt very upset about that, for sure. But I mean, that's life and death in this crazy world we have here. So just thinking about the animals today, for sure. And so we're gonna put some more songs on. The ones you just heard were Praying by Kesha. That's her new single that just released, that's really taking the world by storm. She's had a comeback of sorts, for sure, from a very difficult situation that was very messed up. I was very upset to hear everything that was going on, and I'm really excited that she's out making new music. And her new album is very powerful. So her song Praying, before that we had a classic Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, also Crazy by Britney Spears. We're gonna have some more Britney Spears coming up later in the show, but I think now we're gonna switch to some Kay Trinada and Jax Jones that my lovely housemate Jen, who also has a show here, turned me on to these songs last night because we were watching wholesome music videos. So catch these two songs that are about to come next: Light Spots by Kay Trinada and You Don't Know Me by Jax Jones, featuring Ray, for some truly uplifting, happy videos. So tune in for those next.
Me siento culpable, me siento triste. Algo dice que culpable, me siento triste. homie, nah nah yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie, ooh, nah nah yeah. Don't act like you know me, like you know me, nah nah yeah. You don't know me.
What you gonna do?
Yeah. Time is money, so don't fuck with mine. See him out with my girls, I'ma have a good time. Step back with your chit chat, killing my vibe. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. iPhone camera flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me, okay. We can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
Yeah.
Cruise through life and I'm feeling on track. If you can't keep up, then you better fall back. 'Cause money look better when I see it all stacked up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking.
Ooh,
nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie.
Ooh,
nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me. Camera flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking.
Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie.
Ooh,
nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah.
You don't know me.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. young, dumb, and broke. But we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Hello, we're back on air. This is Dakota for Mama's Girls again. We're just hanging out in studio. You heard me take a nice photo booth selfie on air during that last song, so that I could tweet to my followers to tune in, but I forgot my computer was connected, so enjoy that. That song you last heard was Young, Dumb, and Broke by our dear savior, Khaled. He's actually coming to Boston soon. Actually, I don't know if it's Khaled or Khalid, but I don't know. He is very young himself. I think he just finished his senior year of high school or something. Either way, he's very famous already. And then before that was Jax Jones, You Don't Know Me, featuring Ray. Really fun upbeat song. And Light Sports by K-Trinada, another fun bumping song. But yeah, we're just in studio living alive, alone today, forgotten by my fellow radio mates, my show hosts John and Stu. It's just a rainy day today, wearing my rain boots and a new sweater I just got from a thrift store in town. See if we have any new listeners. We do not. Shout out to the five still listening. We love you. A special shout out to the five of you. I hope you had a very sunny day on this rather rainy day. It's 8:39 here in Medford. We're gonna have a few more songs going your way before we sign off. But it's hard to believe we're already in the bottom half of the hour. I also forgot to play our theme song, but I suppose it didn't feel right without everyone here. Normally, for our few listeners, we always play Come to Mama, or no, not Come to Mama, When You're Good to Mama, that's what it's called, from the Chicago soundtrack, which is very important. So I think we're going to go back to the Britney 2000s best hit vibe. Got a few more of those I just really need to put out there. So we'll put those on next, so keep listening for that.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing, so let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, 'cause dancing's what I love. Oh, yeah. When I see this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there. Oh, baby.
wanna dance up on me.
Are you ready?
Leaving behind my name and age.
Just listen to Slave for You by our dear Britney Spears. Bless her. Today is a Britney Spears tribute. This show should actually go out to my freshman fall burlesque choreographers who I got the pleasure of being in their 2000s Britney tribute dance, which was super fun. We all wore rainbow colored crop tops and flared yoga pants and dance to all of these songs. So I guess I've just been having that on the brain recently, but I've definitely been jamming to her older music recently. I'm not a huge fan of current Britney. Obviously she's still a queen in her own right, but something to be said about her Oops I Did It Again and her Baby One More Time albums. Really revolutionary for their time, for sure. But yeah, we're just on our last couple of songs now, so up next you'll hear a couple more Britney songs, and then I think we'll sign off for the night, because it's about that time. So stay tuned for more Britney.
Hello? The Dakota?
Jacob?
Dakota?
Hi, you're on air. Sorry, I realized my mic was off when I was had your mic
oh my
on.
God.
You're on air, so keep it clean, please.
I will. I saw your tweet, and I was like, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, do it. John and Stuart both forgot about me, but they just saw my tweet, and now they're really sad they missed the show, but I don't know. Okay. Have you been listening in at all? Probably not.
Of course, I have. I'm a long-time fan of the show.
Long-time fan. Right. You actually have been one of our most consistent fans. You have truly been there from the beginning of Mama's Girls.
Thank you so much. It's just that, like, I've been there since day one, and you guys produce really great content, and I'm really excited to see where this opportunity
where it goes. Yeah, there's only a few weeks left of summer. What else can we do? Be crazy, just like Britney Spears, which you were hearing earlier. Her last song that I just played was Stronger by Britney Spears, and then Outrageous. So Baby One More Time again, her album, and then her other album, Outrageous, from her greatest hits. Right now I've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going on our 6th Britney Spears song for the show. We're doing a Britney Spears tribute, I decided, because
amazing.
I needed to. How are you today, Jacob?
I am good. I was at work today where I got yelled at for having my feet on the desk because I thought no one was looking.
Don't you just hate it when that happens?
You really do.
When you get caught.
You know, I was exposed. Ruth exposed me.
Ruthlessly. Ruthless Ruth exposed you at work in your literal place of employment. Doth she have no mercy? Really, no.
You know what? I feel I relate to Britney in this circumstance because, much like Britney Spears, like, you know, she does something little and the press was all over her back in 2007.
Yeah.
And I felt like 2007 Britney Spears today.
Yeah. I also felt like 2000 Britney Spears when I was cutting my hair.
You cut your hair?
Yeah, not that much. I took like 2 inches off. Most people wouldn't notice except for that I told everyone. On Saturday, I was sipping a light gin and tonic, which is totally fine because I'm 21 years old and it's legal. Just putting that out there. Yes, so our listeners know there's no underage illegal happenings here. But yeah, my friend from high school was here, was just playing this playlist here that I've been playing on the show, and I just like got Gabby, the girl who used to live in my room before I lived there, like the scissors she left in the desk, and I just got them out, and I was just trimming, and I'm actually really pleased. I just gave myself a little trim, and my hair looks a lot nicer, but
yeah,
I think I'm gonna, either before or after the wilderness trip I lead, I think I might cut my hair like a substantial amount, like more closer to my shoulders, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I'm so excited for our listeners. Jacob is coming to visit this weekend, and last time he was here, I missed it because I was going away, but this time, I'll be here for the whole time.
Get ready.
Except for Thursday night.
Farmers-only bash.
Farmers-only party, I know.
We'll understand.
Jimmy told me today, while we talk a lot while at work because we both get really bored at our jobs because they're boring, and we both do the same thing. We're both software engineers, so we really talk a lot about that at work, and he was saying how excited he was and how he's going to go pick up a flannel to cut the sleeves off of for Saturday, and I was like, what are you talking about? And then he screenshot the event and sent it to me, and then I was like, I wasn't invited, and then I went on Facebook, and then I realized I was invited. We're all looking forward to the Farmers Bash on Saturday.
Thank you so much. The inspiration is Theta Kai's Big Red Barn Party, but with a new twist.
With a new twist.
More sexual, more raunchy.
Yeah.
Just like kick it up a notch.
Yeah, and dirtier, gayer.
Like a gayer Theta Kai.
If that's truly even possible, to be quite honest.
It is. Who's to say? But we're going to try.
We're going to try our best here.
We're going to try.
We're gonna try. I'll be there in my what they call hoveralls or my shorteralls, whatever you want to call them. be there in all my glory, for sure, this weekend. I'm so excited to see you. How has your summer been since I've seen you?
Been good. Been interning, been experiencing.
Have you started actually doing your job now, or are they still?
Oh, no, they are still training me, and I'm
of course, we're reaching near the beginning of August, and Jacob is still being trained for his job.
I finished actually on August 4th, and so, I'm still being trained.
You've got about a week. You've got 10 days, I think. Is that 10 or 11 days?
Yeah. I would say, work
post-training.
Also considering I do three shifts a week at the internship, I have about, like...
2 days.
Yeah.
You have about 3 days.
I go to Boston. So I have, like, I would say a solid 5 shifts left to do the actual job I signed up for.
But yeah, it's really powerful when you're in that position.
And it's a learning process. It's all just about learning.
You know,
just putting yourself out there.
Putting yourself out there really raw, you know?
Yeah, and like I said last time I was guessing the show, I really believe about, like, if you put something out into the universe will really just provide
it
to you.
Yeah,
and
so brave
I'm, like,
of
really
you. So brave.
Some, like, positive energy out there, and I'm really excited to see how it manifests itself.
Yeah, work on some new projects in the fall. I'm really excited for, not necessarily school to start, but for the year to get back in the flow of things. I want to meet some new people and have lunch with everyone every day and back again. And I think that'll be nice. And it'll be nice having more free time. I thought I would have more free time working, but I do not.
Yep. No free time at all.
No free time. No rest for the wicked. All right. Well, I'll let you go because I'm about to head out. My show is over, but it's been wonderful having you call in. Megan Mooney was actually going to call in, but then her phone was broken, so she couldn't. But yeah, thank you so much for blessing us with your wisdom, as always, our dear Jacob.
Thank you so much. Remember just to keep putting positive forces out to that universe, you know?
Yeah. And with that, that's our closing words. That's all that needs to be said. So we'll see you all next Monday, hopefully with Stuart and John, 8 o'clock every Monday. Mama's Girls, tune in. All right, see you later, Jacob.
See ya.
Bye.